Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Yes, and welcome to the morning program, Alice Canton. How are you going?
I'm very well, thank you. I could move the mic or I could adjust my body to the mic, which is literally the worst thing you could possibly do.
I think you did both.
Oh, I kind of did this. And yeah. When I was at drama school, we had a, what are they called? Is it... Alexander Technique teacher. And I had this awful moment of realization where she talked about, like, make sure that you take the coffee and you put it to your lips instead of your taking your lips and putting them to the coffee. And I was like, I don't do that. And then I caught myself having a cigarette in the window, and I was doing yeah. You can't see it, but I was like, yeah, literally like little hunchback of Notre Dame.
So what she's doing is she's putting her face towards her hand rather than a hand.
I get told off all the time for doing that with, like, noodles or something.
Oh, you have no, that you've got to do the,
you've got to bring the food to you,
the bowl. You must rest your lip on the lip of the bowl when it comes to noodles.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, then cool, you can, I'm into that.
Yeah.
And just keep scooping it in.
The shoveling action. Yes.
Yeah. So what's going on in the world of theatre?
Well, I'm so sorry to ask. No, that's okay. I thought I'd use this week to talk about a new funding opportunity. Last week I talked about the Asians Arts Fund, which Foundation North and Creative New Zealand have put out. This week, Boosted have announced with Auckland Council that they are calling it the Auckland Arts Comeback. Now, for those that don't know, Boosted is that platform that the Arts Foundation run. It's a crowdsourcing... Crowdfunding platform, and it's got kind of a, and it's a arts philanthropic blah 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 blah.
Yep.
So the idea is they've put 50k into a big pot, mm-hmm, and they've decided to divide that really diplomatically between 25 artists, right? So, mm-hmm, 25 artists will get 2k each.
Oh, yep, good maths.
Nice. And the idea is that your 25 artists are also going to use this opportunity to raise capital, another $2,000, up to $2,000. So they'll get matched, if that makes sense. If they raise $2,000, they get $2,000, which is great. Up to $2,000. So you get $4,000.
That's pretty sweet. Right, but you have to do half of it yourself.
Yeah, and look, I may have been critical of this concept on my social media.
I think I saw that.
Yeah, because, and look, I think it's actually a great, I'm not critical actually of there being funds available. We love, mm-hmm, money. Mm. Artists love, mm-hmm, money. Yep. We love
Boy,
it.
Boy, do we.
Just as much as anyone else does, I reckon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sometimes more, sometimes less, depending, mm-hmm, on how much you have.
Yeah, true.
So, look, this opportunity is not specifically for theatre artists and live, mm-hmm, performers, just to be clear. That can be visual arts, it can be object and traditional arts, etc. However, I was critical of it because, you know, crowdfunding is bloody tiring. It really is. It's tiring as hell. And if you're in an audience to a person asking for money, I have nothing against people asking for money. I think it's awesome. Mm. When you want to do something, you have a community. That community's like, you know what? Here's a dollar. You got 100 people. That's $100. Awesome.
Yeah.
I guess I was a bit like, is this a great thing to tie it to projects? Blah, 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 blah. But I do think what's exciting... the idea of having 25 artists running an individual crowdfunding campaign for $2,000, which really isn't much, is hopefully we're going to see 25 artists profiled in Auckland over the coming months, which is a way to be optimistic about this opportunity. So basically, if you're interested in it, you can apply. I think there's a panel. It's a rolling application, which, mm-hmm, means that they are assessing weekly, which is also great. You're not waiting till, mm-hmm, like the end of April to, mm-hmm, figure out whether you've been successful or not. And I think you pitch it under the premise of a project that you're doing, could be developing it, etc.
Cool.
And then they're going to give you support, like in marketing. I mean, in theatre, marketing is really audience development, which is really community engagement, which is about how do I communicate with potential people who are going to sit in a theatre with me. So actually, I'm not opposed to getting support with marketing, etc.
But it's good to, like, approach things with a critical eye in any occasion. But
yes, and actually, it's probably a good time to announce that Jessica Parla Lungi has become the new GM of the Arts Foundation, which is absolutely fabulous. Really exciting cool. to have that leadership for that organisation. Yeah, I don't work for Boosted or the Arts Foundation or Auckland Council for that matter. So I'm allowed to safely throw stones from a distance.
Mm-hmm. No, it's important.
I mean, yeah, we love to throw stones, but stones that will enable glass houses to
thrive.
Thrive. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's about cracking a little bit of that pane of glass so that some natural things will come.
Yeah, maybe there needs to be a little bit more fresh air.
You know,
something different coming through, bit of airflow.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I mean, in the current humidity, we could all do with some airflow.
Exactly. Would hate to be in a glass house right now.
No, I mean, I do feel like I'm operating in a glass house, metaphorically and also physically. I'm constantly sweaty. I'm sorry that all your guests are probably talking about this as
No, so far, no, because it's really? Actually been a bit better. But
I've been so sweaty. Yeah.
The other day I came inside the flat and my flatmate honestly thought I'd got caught in the rain.
I feel like we, in my flat, we walk around and every time we see each other we go, oh, it's hot, isn't it? It just doesn't get old.
It's true.
Yeah, I'm caught in the twilight zone of humidity right now, or the purgatory of humidity. Mm-hmm. I can't decide which.
Mm. So, this funding.
Yes.
Funding around the Boosted.
The Auckland Arts Comeback.
Boosted. When is that available now? Can people start applying?
Pretty much people can. You've got to. Yeah, basically you should go and check it out. Go online to check it out. And then actually while you're there, you can check out what actually the Arts Foundation is about. So you can email kiaora@boosted.org.nz. I don't actually think they've got the application process online yet, but I think it's the expressions of interest part of it. So I think they're really good at building relationships with artists, mm-hmm. so they'll likely just have a chat to you about what your project is, cool. which is awesome. And as I say, it'll be rolling. So they'll get that panel together and they'll be rolling between the 22nd of March to the 1st mm-hmm. of May.
Yeah, and there's 25 different lots of $2,000, so get in there,
Get the money. Get that money and use that money to pay your rent.
Hell yeah, I love that.
I love to not pay rent, but I have to.
you do have to.
Yeah. So that's pretty much that. I mean, look, everything's closed, so we just keep making work in the mm-hmm. background, yep. like little moles, mm-hmm. eyes closed, and burrowing.
And did you want to mention your plan for stage direction in the coming weeks?
Oh, yeah.
Weeks?
Well, look, I thought, because there's not much happening in terms of work, and I tend to prioritise guests who have work coming up, I just thought we should have a rolling guest list of incredible artists, because honestly, there are some fabulous artists in this city who are making work at the moment, and maybe it's just not tied to like ticket sales. So over the coming weeks and months, more guests with insight into process, ooh. Which we love a bit of that.
Yeah.
Also, if anyone wants to like be on the show and they're a practicing theatre artist, like, hit me up. So we love to be hit up.
Yeah, because I think at the moment, a lot of people, they might not have a lot of shows lined up, but there's plenty of time to work on things and write the stuff. And,
we love to work on shows. In fact, I love not having a deadline for a show. In fact, I'm working on a show right now, which I could talk about, but I won't because it's a secret.
Ooh,
next time.
I think maybe I'll just drip a little...
You got a title? You can't even talk about
it. I do have a title, but I can't even talk about it.
What is it? What's the first letter?
No.
G.
Oh.
Very exciting. I think I'm going to just drop hints over the next months.
Great. Thank you so much for coming in, Alice. It's so lovely to see your face.
Always a pleasure.
You've caught the 1 to 5 minute of sunshine in the BFM studio
we
as
well.
We get
this beam of light.
Right in Zoe's eyes.
I like that.
You're glowing, Zoe. Beautiful. Yeah. All right. We'll see you next week, Alice. Thank you.
Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.